My next guest on the phone is Scott Condon, reporter for the Aspen Times. Thanks for speaking to KDNK today, Scott.
My pleasure. Always happy to help KDNK.
Hey, nice. Well, you've written two recent stories on farmers in the Roaring Fork Valley. Let me start by asking you about the one today. Two Roots Farm owner Harper Kaufman putting out a wildfire along Cypress Creek Road. Was this last night?
Yeah, this was about 6:15 or so last evening. I talked to Harper this morning, and she said she had actually gone home for the day and then remembered she needed to attend to some other chores, so she went back, and she was traveling out toward the road in a tractor and looked over and saw flames and smoke, and what had happened was a breaker had popped on a power line.
Uh-oh.
Just in front of her property there by the Emma Schoolhouse. And she saw flames and smoke coming up, so being a resourceful farmer, she grabbed the lid off the trash can that she was hauling and proceeded to stomp out the fire.
Wow.
And firefighters arrived just as she completed her task, and they were grateful for her help because they had just gotten off of another wildlands fire up in off of Snowmass Creek Road.
Wow. Well, go Harper. And coincidence that this story came up right after you had just interviewed her. I invited Scott Condon to join me on KDNK because of the article you wrote over the weekend with the headline, "Local Farmers Eager to Boost Efforts to Feed the Roaring Fork Valley." Two Roots was one of the farms you covered, along with Wild Mountain Seeds, Rock Bottom Ranch, and Crimpy, the Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute. Sounds like some farmers see the COVID-19 crisis as an opportunity to perhaps grow their impact locally, but they are facing some tough challenges too. What are some of the things you learned while talking to these farmers for your story?
One of the big things is we don't know what's going to happen with the farmers markets, right? There's a good chance they're probably not going to be conducted this summer in a way that they have been in the past with the big social scene and intermingling. That just does not appear that's going to be happening with social distancing and crowd control efforts. So that puts the small farmers in a little bit of a bind. They do a lot of their growing for restaurants in the Roaring Fork Valley, and they sell a lot of their goods, their produce, at the farmers markets. So with questions about both of those parts of their markets, they're looking for other ways to go direct with consumers. And, you know, something that's been around for quite a while, community-supported agriculture, where you pay up front and then you get a weekly or biweekly box of produce. They are believing that that's going to be expanded this year.
So CSAs.
Because people are interested in knowing where their food's coming from, and some people don't particularly want to be mingling in the grocery stores right now.
Or even if you are, you don't know what the produce stock will be. So to be able to count on a local, sustainably grown community agriculture product is pretty appealing right now.
Right, yeah. You know, it's been a growing effort in the Roaring Fork Valley. And, of course, the North Fork Valley over by Peonia is a big supplier, as well as lower Colorado River Valley for our area, but I think we're seeing more and more happening in the Roaring Fork Valley all the time. And, you know, we as consumers, we can support those farmers and make sure that they're healthy throughout this summer.
Well, another interesting factoid that I learned from your story was that for Rock Bottom Ranch, which is part of ACES, the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies, they, of course, have a fully operational ranch, really beautiful setting right off the Rio Grande Trail. They've been booming with their sales through Skip's Farm to Market in Basalt. Is there sort of hope that there could be other sort of direct-to-consumer local spots like that? Or I guess it's not straight direct-to-consumer, but, you know, Mana Foods in Carbondale or Skip's Farm to Market being an alternative to the big box grocery stores?
Yeah, you know, I think there's definitely talk, as I understand it, among the farmers and producers in the Roaring Fork Valley of kind of taking the need, the marketing need, out of their hands so that they can just concentrate on growing the food or raising the livestock, et cetera, and getting some kind of co-op or some kind of central clearinghouse that matches buyers with suppliers. So maybe this type of a year, a tough year like this, is going to be the impetus to get something like that going.
And Wild Mountain Seeds, you report, are growing like normal. I know a lot of KD&K listeners are big fans of Casey Piscura and his operation with Kirsten Keenan and others, and they're on Sunfire Ranch south of Carbondale. Is there, did you get the sense that throughout the sources you spoke with, people are planning on ranching and farming like a normal season, or did others tell you that they're cutting back?
No one that I talked to talked about cutting back. And in fact, I think even with Wild Mountain Seeds, I think they're looking at adding half acre to an acre. You know, they're gonna grow. I think the context of that was, yeah, they're just proceeding full speed ahead and definitely not cutting back. I think Two Roots Farm, I recall that Harper talked about how she's not going to plant on greater than the 3 acres that she has in the past. However, she's going to plant less ground cover and fewer flowers so she can get more in veggies.
Cool.
Crimpy, Jerome Ostentowski, who's kind of the godfather of the local food movement around here. He's been doing it a long time up on Basalt Mountain, and I know he is taking advantage of every square inch that he can up there on Basalt Mountain.
Yeah, and Jerome, longtime co-host of the very popular show Living Permaculture on KD&K, which has the most downloads through NPR's podcast system of all of our KD&K programs. It has kind of a national following. Jerome seems like he sees this as a pretty big moment for particularly the young farmers to seize. What do you think about the argument? You wrote, Ostentowski makes a convincing argument that the local, state, and federal economic stimulus packages should include funds for young farmers. What do you think about the likelihood of that? I mean, I know you're not an economist, but does it seem like there's a chance that his dream could come true in that way?
Gavin, I think that's a story you and I and every other news outlet in the Valley and beyond is going to be working on a lot in the next few weeks. Preliminarily, it sure sounds like there are a lot more requests for those small business funds to keep businesses afloat than there are, even with the huge, you know, whatever amount is going to small businesses out of that $2 trillion economic stimulus package.
Right.
Yeah, you know, with Jerome pointing that out, it's just it would be great if there could be some type of local effort that helps farmers get more land under cultivation and hire more people, because it's obviously going to be something that's more and more important as time goes on, whether there's disasters and diseases or not.
Scott Condon, Aspen Times, with a great feature over the weekend on farms in the Roaring Fork Valley, young farmers, young and old. we really appreciate you talking to KD&K. Keep up the great work. And it seems like every time I check back, you've got three more stories coming out. So so stay safe out there, Scott.
Certainly will. And Gavin, just one other word. You know, I could only include 4 or 5 farmers in that story, but there are so many hardworking folks in the Roaring Fork Valley, from sustainable settings up there outside of Carbondale to Ed and Vardy and the work he's doing up at Cozy Point Ranch outside of Aspen, mm-hmm. and lots more in between, Aaron's Acres, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. There's a lot of hardworking farmers, and they could really use the support.
Well, yeah, good point, and thanks so much for mentioning them as well. And got to run. Thanks so much for speaking to KD&K.
All right. Thanks, Gavin.